For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joe Gill. Good morning. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on AM 1150. It's brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service, right off I-94 in Avon. For all your trailer needs, trailer accessories, any sort of sales, service, repair, they can do it all at Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service. This week, we focus on the pork industry and just looking at pork futures and pricing and trends in the year ahead. A lot of questions. We try to uncloud that picture as we visit with the National Pork Producers Council. And Holly Cook joining us here this morning. And Holly gives us a background on herself and how she's involved at NPPC.
Thanks, Joe. Yeah, I'm Holly Cook, economist on staff with the National Pork Producers Council. They set up our Washington, D.C. office, and I support our team working on policy issues and things like that. I grew up on a hog farm in Iowa, but currently based in Washington, D.C.
When it comes to the economics of the pork industry, there's no other industry that's been under such a tight squeeze as of late.
Absolutely. 2023, we look at the numbers, one of the worst years financially for the pork industry that we've ever seen, and that's something that a trend that started in the fall of 2022 and is continuing today, so certainly a very difficult time.
Holly Cook with the National Pork Producers Council joining us here on Chasm Radio. She says multiple factors are at play.
Several that we can talk through. I think one that we have to mention is cost of production. That's something that started to rise pretty rapidly in 2021 due to higher feed costs, but throughout the last couple of years, those inflationary pressures on things like labor and utilities, trucking costs, and just all kinds of equipment, materials, and interest, we take all those things together. Hog producers' average break-even level has increased over 50% in 3 years. So that's been a huge pressure. But at the same time, the supply and slaughter numbers that we saw in 2023 were up about 2%. And so that's something that, especially at certain times throughout the year, was not supportive of higher hog prices to overcome those costs. And there's been some factors on the domestic demand side as well. And so hog prices were down about 15% across all categories in 2023. Cash prices even more reduced than that, but it's been driven by many factors.
Cook mentions demand, and when it comes to global demand, we're seeing a pretty strong global demand for pork.
It's fair to say that the export side of things in the pork industry was a bright spot over the last year. Even though in 2023, we're expecting the year will end up with world pork exports down about 7%, we did see an increase for U.S. pork exports. And so that's been a bright spot. We've seen growth in some of the major markets. Exports account for about 25% of production. So any positive news there is good for the industry.
Your Central Minnesota Farm Report this Saturday morning. Holly Cook with the National Pork Producers Council joining us. And when it comes to demand, some strong global demand, but I'm kind of disappointed on our more U.S. demand when it comes to pork, because when you go to the meat case, pork is just at a fantastic price. It's, you know, fantastic when it comes to taste. It gives you a lot of options, and there's some hope there that folks really take advantage of this very affordable protein.
You know, having an affordable, accessible protein is a great thing, but yeah, when we look at those prices and even adjust them for inflation, it shows that, yeah, based on the quantity that we've supplied to the market in the past year, that price would have needed to be a lot higher to show that we maintain domestic retail demand at the level that we saw in 2021 and 2022, and that wasn't the case last year.
Now, sometimes when it comes to agriculture, I look at indicators like a dashboard in a vehicle, and I mentioned to Holly, are there any indicators right now, any lights flashing on this dashboard that may signal a strong pork year here in 2024?
Sure, and I think it's important to acknowledge that we're still in a very challenging environment, and 2024 is going to have its own set of challenges. But there are a few indicators we can watch, one being USDA is forecasting, and we've already seen lower prices for some feed inputs that have been big drivers of higher break-even levels over the last couple of years. Probably going to see high break-evens given those other factors that we talked about, but that's one thing to monitor. And in the short term, based on the last Hogs and Pigs report, the USDA forecast expecting to continue to see similar or higher levels of slaughter and pork production, but as we get further into the year, we'll see how those things change. We are seeing some sow liquidation happen in the industry that started in June, so that's a factor that will be important to monitor. And of course, any positive developments on the demand front, whether export or domestic, would be really helpful. as well.
Holly Cook joining us with the National Pork Producers Council. Now, Holly did mention maybe a tightening of supplies, higher slaughter numbers, and in turn, a tighter supply might draw up the value and that price that goes back to farmers. But you hope in the meantime that does not mean a liquidation of actual farmers in the pork industry.
You're absolutely right, and that's where we see adjustments being made on the supply side. Those take some time to affect the market, but yeah, the reality is that producers don't have a lot of direct control over domestic demand or even costs in some ways, and so we see those supply adjustments happen, and it's a painful process to correct the market that way.
Holly Cook joining us with the National Pork Producers Council, talking about the current status of the pork industry and some economics behind it here early in 2024. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report brought to you by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service in Avon. For CASM Radio, I'm Farm Director Joe Gill.